more steps to go. 3, 2, 1. Sophie! Oh man, busted. Okay, so it's because today at school, I persuaded a friend to test out my skateboard. But come on, how was I supposed to know she'd end up breaking her leg? Oops. I called your dad, and he's arranging your school transfer. What? Ugh! Is anyone else's mom way over the top like mine? My dad's away on business trips a lot, so the majority of the time it's just me and her. But we're basically chalk and cheese. Everything I do seems to annoy her. Skateboarding or partying, even breathing, I suppose. Jeez, doesn't she remember what being young was like? Or was she born this boring? Then whenever something happens, she always rings Dad and snitches on me. Ugh, speak of the devil. Oh, hi Dad.
Sophie, it's all sorted. You're transferring to Kings West High School next week.
But Dad, I don't want to move schools.
You brought it onto yourself, young lady. I have an old friend teaching there. I've told her to keep an eye on you. So, you better behave yourself.
Poof, he thought he could scare me? As if. I ain't afraid of some cranky teacher. So comes my first day at this place, and this teacher, friend of Dad's, Miss Janet Clark, wouldn't quit gawping at me. And she kept on calling on me to answer her stupid questions. No thanks. Ugh, I needed to liven this boring class up. So when the teacher briefly left the room, I immediately put Vaseline on the cap of her water bottle. It was so funny watching her failing to open it and ended up with a smudged hand. Then when she asked the class who was responsible, I grinned as I raised my hand. Another time, I put an air horn on her chair leg, so as soon as she sat down, there was an ear-splitting sound. It's as if she just farted.
Impressive. How do you think up such crazy pranks? You're even better than me.
Huh? I froze for a few seconds. Who was this handsome boy, and why hadn't I noticed him before? Turns out he's Dylan, and like me, he's prone to getting in trouble. We were talking to each other passionately when I felt a hand pat on my shoulder. It was Miss Clark. She led me into the corridor, and I expected her to shout at me, but surprisingly, she didn't get angry or anything. Instead, she asked if I was having a hard time. How odd. The next morning, I was about to enter the classroom when some popular girls stopped me. Who are you trying to impress? Better know your place, newbie.
She's just another plain Jane. What are you worried about, Rebecca? There's no way Dylan likes her.
Stay away from Dylan, else.
Excuse me?
This snooty girl just messed with the wrong person. And that's how we ended up pulling each other's hair until I managed to get a hold of her wrist and was about to give her a taste of my shoulder throw. Then Miss Clark intervened. The so-called Queen Bee quickly fled the scene. Then Miss Clark led me out to the schoolyard for a walk. She told me that this girl Rebecca was Dylan's ex-girlfriend. Oh, how pathetic. Our Becky has a crush on her ex? Then Miss Clark continued asking if I really felt okay, as she thought there must be some reason behind my rebellious behaviors. Just like that, my emotions got the better of me, and I blurted out how I hated moving schools, and the only good thing about this new place was Dylan. And could you believe it? She actually gave me some flirting tips to impress Dylan, and also told me to text her if I had any problems. Maybe I'd been wrong about Miss Clark. She was actually pretty cool, and I started talking to her pretty often. Then one day, I arrived home to see my bedroom door was ajar. I peeked inside and spotted Mom on my bed, iPad in hand, reading my diary on it. Mom, seriously, can you please give me some privacy?
Sophie, what's this about a downhill skating event? Do you want to die?
It's none of your business. Ugh, Mom was so controlling. She wouldn't let me wear the clothes I wanted or even fangirl over the idols I liked. Feeling so wronged, I called Miss Clark to let out this frustration. She was so understanding, saying how adults sometimes make mistakes too, and my mom was in the wrong this time. Then said I should sign up for the skating event, as I was young and therefore I should fight for my dreams. I wish Mom understood me like you do. You must be a wonderful mom. Your children are so lucky. She fell silent for a moment, then told me that as much as she wanted to be a mother, but she was divorced and had no kid. Adopt me then. I'd rather be your daughter than my mom's. Then she gently smiled at me. Thanks to Miss Clark, my stuffy home life felt a bit better. While at school, thanks to her matchmaking, Dylan and I were now a couple. Yay! Rebecca thus gave me dirty looks all the time in class, but tough luck, sweetie. And our 1 month anniversary finally arrived. Today, Dylan's taking me out for sushi. Yum! But I'd only had one bite when a familiar figure rushed over. My mom glared at Dylan, then dragged me home. Don't you ever talk to that awful boy again. You hear me? That kind of troublemaker is nothing but a bad influence. Cut ties with him ASAP. This was insane. But thankfully, Dylan overlooked my mom's craziness, and we continued dating secretly. But then one morning, I texted and called Dylan a bunch of times, but there was no reply. Was something wrong? We just had the best date last night, but now, nothing. I rushed to school, searching for Dylan, worriedly asking everyone if they had heard anything from him, when Rebecca suddenly approached me. Dylan could have died thanks to you. Seems like you and your crazy mom are cut from the same cloth. Okay, so turns out that after Dylan dropped me off after our date, he ended up in an accident. Luckily, he wasn't hurt too bad, but he was convinced someone had tampered with his brakes while he made a quick stop at the 7-Eleven near my house. And, yep, that must have been my mom, since he also saw her leave the store. How could she do that? She's ruined my life! Dylan broke up with me right after that. No way was I staying anywhere near her, so I packed a bag and fled to the one place I felt safe. And here I am, at Miss Clark's house. Peace and quiet at last. Oh, what's this? She looked so pretty when she was young. I turned a few more pages, then... Huh? Why does this man resemble... my dad? Then I saw a scribble. Janet, Bob, forever. Huh? It was my dad. So, she wasn't just his old friend. She was his ex. A thought suddenly popped into my head. Could she be my real mom? Maybe Dad let me transfer to her school so we would be reunited. Oof, forgive me. I must have watched too many TV dramas. But honestly, how amazing would it be if she was my mom? My real mom was such a nightmare. I went to the kitchen to see Miss Clark preparing dinner and couldn't help but blurt out, Mom? She got extremely emotional, then pulled me in for a warm embrace and called me her daughter. Suddenly, the phone rang. It was Dad. He told me to go home immediately or he'd stop my allowance. Miss Clark told me not to be worried and just go, but I had to show some attitude to let Mom know that I wouldn't back down easily. So from then on, as soon as I was home, I just went straight to my room without even looking at Mom. And also, every time she said anything annoying, I kept replying with, "What's wrong with you? My teacher told me to do so. Stop overreacting." And you know what happened next? Yep, Mom called Dad. Again. I reported it to Miss Clark, as usual, and she told me that if I wanted Dad to stop listening to Mom, I had to tell him she was having an affair. What? Wasn't that too much? Did Miss Clark still have feelings for my dad? Was she only being nice to me so she could worm her way back into his life? After that, I didn't talk to her as much and tried to avoid her at school, just to be safe. But then one day after lessons, I found her waiting by my locker, looking all glum. She told me it was her birthday, but like every other time, she had no one to celebrate it with. If only you'd be by my side this year, my daughter. So I agreed to go for dinner with her, and then for convenience, I made reservations at Mom's restaurant. Maybe this wasn't such a bad idea. I mean, Miss Clark might be able to talk some sense into her, right? They could even actually get on. But as soon as Miss Clark walked in, Mom's face dropped. Janet, what are you doing here? Our restaurant is fully booked.
Please leave.
The two argued back and forth for a while, and I couldn't stand it anymore. Why are you so rude, Mum? She's my teacher. Mum then stormed off in a rage while Miss Clark and I just ignored her and carried on with our birthday plan. But as she was eating the baked lobster dish, she suddenly turned a funny color, then threw up. We took her to the emergency room, and the doctor said this was down to Ipecac, a vomit-inducing medicine. Who else is to blame? How could my mum be so cruel? Sophie, I'm fine. I'm sure your mum meant no harm. Mum looked furious and rushed over to Miss Clark. I had to pull her back, and then I told her she didn't deserve to be my mum. She was speechless and burst into tears. But it was too late. I announced I would move out of the house and stay with Miss Clark instead. So I went home and packed straight away, then left. But Mum wouldn't quit following me that whole week. It's super annoying. So Miss Clark came up with a new idea. We should move somewhere where Mum wouldn't find us. Huh? Was it a bit too sudden? But this was the only way I could be rid of my freaky mom. So, we moved to a little house in the suburbs. Miss Clark took good care of me and completed all of my school transfer procedures. The first few days were so much fun. We had a really good time together. However, I started to notice odd little things, such as she fed me pizza every single day. Pizza and pizza only. She also insisted I wear these worn old clothes and called me Dumpling? What a weird nickname. At first I just wondered why she did that, but then it started to bug me, so I asked her to stop. To my surprise, she started crying. Looks like I was stuck with this awful nickname. Things at home seemed off, and the new school was just as terrible. From the very first day, I again became the target of the mean girls. But one day, as they tried to stop me passing them, one of their faces suddenly turned pale. Huh? Isn't that Alice's gross old shirt?
Alice who?
You know, Alice. The Dumpling. She wore the exact same shirt with the word smart printed on it. I remember this vividly as I used to laugh at how brazen of that stupid girl for wearing a shirt saying smart. My God, even the trace of my cigarette butt on its flap? It's still there?
But she's dead.
Then they all looked at each other in fear and ran away.
Huh?
Chills ran down my spine. I didn't know who this Alice was, and I didn't want to. The only thing I knew was I needed to get out of this place immediately. So I rushed home to pack my things before Miss Clark got back from work, but it was too late.
Dumpling? Where are you going?
You have to stay with Mommy. Then she quickly locked the door, dragged me inside, and started acting like a psychopath.
Eat up, my dumpling. Why are you so sad? It's seafood pizza, your favorite. I'm sorry I didn't let you eat it before, but now you can have it all you want. I'll buy this for you every day.
Panicked, I didn't know how to hold out against this insane woman when someone kicked in the door. It was Dylan, followed by my parents.
Sophie, here you are, our baby.
Oh, thank good God. I pushed Janet away and ran straight to them. But how did they find me?
I decided to look into the case of my broken brake again, as a few days after the accident, I came back to that 7-Eleven, and a cashier asked me if my mum came home safely the other day, as she saw a woman claiming to be my mum struggling by my motorcycle, saying there's some problem with it. That sounded way too fishy, so I asked to check the store's CCTV footage. And the culprit was not your mum as we all thought, but her.
Huh? Why? She helped matchmake us. Why would she want to harm you?
I don't know. Maybe she wants everyone to misunderstand and blame your mother. Luckily, our phones have still been sharing locations ever since we were dating, so I found you in time.
Many thanks to you, Dylan. My father angrily looked at Miss Clark.
Janet, things between us ended decades ago. Please get a hold of yourself.
Poof! How ridiculous! Who do you think you are to assume this is about you? Dumpling is mine. She's my daughter, and she's staying with me. She broke down crying and then admitted it all. From damaging Dylan's motorbike to putting Emmenich medicine in her own food to fool people.
I've tried everything. I can't believe it. How could a gentle person like her do such things?
After the truth was revealed, everything gradually got back on track. I went back home, but still, my mind constantly wandering back to her and why she did it. Until one day, I came home from school and was surprised to see that woman sitting on the couch in our living room having a coffee with Mom. To be honest, I was a bit frightened at the sight of her, but she didn't look as unstable as before. It turned out that she'd just returned from a psychotherapy unit. She'd been suffering from her mental health since Alice, her daughter, passed away. Alice, aka Dumpling, was a stubborn teenager, just like me, and due to the strictness of her mom, she once left home in a temper and never came back, as she got in a terrible car accident that night. So, as soon as Miss Clark saw me, she subconsciously wanted to turn me into her daughter to fix her past mistakes.
Sophie, I'm truly sorry for the pain I caused you. I let my grief consume me and, as a result, I refused to accept how dark a place I was in. Teenagers are complicated. But please try to be more open-minded and show them love the correct way. Sophie's a good kid, and I don't want you making the same mistakes I did.
And so, everything ended in a good way. Although my mom and I still sometimes argue, now we both know how to control it. I also learned to share things with her so that we became closer. And now, when she calls Dad, it's no longer to snitch on me, but it's to talk about how our days went. By the way, I don't have to go on secret dates anymore either. There's my Prince Charming! How many times have I told him not to rev up the engine?